A new poll from Marquette University Law School shows many Wisconsinites aren't sure how they feel about the state Supreme Court candidates. It's Thursday, March 6th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, high school athletes in the state could soon profit from their name, image, and likeness. And a state Senate committee is debating changes to Wisconsin's wolf harvest regulations. Stay with us.
Music with more.
Anyone can listen. Because the more I've listened over the years, the more I want to hear, the more I want to know. And if a farmer's daughter from Walworth County can do that, anyone can do that.
Join Lori Skelton for Afternoon Classics, weekday afternoons on WPR Music.
Wisconsin's Supreme Court election is less than a month away. The vote will decide whether liberals or conservatives hold a majority on the high court. But as Rich Kramer reports, a new poll finds that many people aren't sure how they feel about the candidates.
Marquette University Law School surveyed 864 registered voters last month. It did not ask people who they will vote for in the April 1st election, but it did ask people what they think about former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel and Dane County Judge Susan Crawford. The largest group of voters had no opinion. Among those who did, both candidates were viewed more unfavorably than favorably. Pollster Charles Franklin says a large number of respondents also don't have a clear idea of what Schimmel and Crawford stand for.
Some of this will be cured over the 4 weeks of campaigning that we have left. But again, at this point, many voters simply don't know enough to choose.
The poll also showed more people having an unfavorable opinion of Elon Musk than of President Donald Trump. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin student-athletes could soon profit from their name, image, and likeness. Next month, the more than 500 members of the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association will vote on allowing high school athletes to participate in NIL deals. Last year, the group voted against the proposal. But now, with 40 states allowing high school athletes to sign endorsement deals or make money from promoting products, school leaders say the move seems inevitable. Stephanie Grady runs Influential Athlete. She's been working with WIAA to prepare athletic directors for the possible changes. Grady says if WIAA does not make a decision, lawmakers will.
The guardrails they've put in place in order to protect student-athlete integrity, school integrity, there's a chance that that stuff isn't in their language because they're not experts at the high school athletic level, right? They're lawmakers. That's what they do.
The WIAA membership vote will take place on April 25th. Wisconsin Republicans are proposing new regulations for the companies that decide where patients can fill prescriptions and how much they'll pay. Pharmacy benefit managers are brokers between drug manufacturers, insurance companies, and pharmacies. The legislation would prevent pharmacy benefit managers from paying independent pharmacies less than major chains. It would also make it illegal to penalize patients who choose to use independent pharmacies. State Senate President Mary Felskowski authored the bill. At a press conference on Tuesday, she said she's optimistic about support for the reforms.
On the campaign trail last year, we heard loud and clear from constituents that health care in Wisconsin is not working.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers also proposed reforms around pharmacy benefit managers in his state budget. A similar effort failed in the legislature last session. A state Senate committee is weighing whether to approve, deny, or request changes to the state's wolf harvest regulations. As Danielle Kading reports, this comes as Republican lawmakers in Congress are pushing to remove federal protections for wolves.
The regulations update wolf harvest zones, include protections for wolf dens, and require hunters to report wolf kills faster. The Natural Resources Board approved the changes when it signed off on a new wolf management plan in October of 2023. But Republican lawmakers on the state Senate's Sporting Heritage Committee requested changes. The committee's GOP chair, Senator Rob Stafschultz, says he's concerned that the regulations aren't based on a population goal.
We've had some target for two decades. We have been far beyond that.
A wolf plan approved more than two decades ago set a population goal of 350 wolves. Wildlife regulators say their plan takes a more flexible approach, and they warn the state risks a legal challenge that could bar a wolf hunt without updated regulations. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, many apartment buildings around the UW-Madison campus area are filled with temporary residents, that being students or young professionals, but there's one building in the area that has many long-term residents. We'll hear more about the apartment building along Lake Mendota. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about a peek inside of an historic apartment building.
Most of the folks who live on Langdon Street along Madison's Lake Mendota are short-timers, students, or young professionals. But at Kennedy Manor, many residents have lived in the same apartment for decades. Jess Miller lives around the corner from Kennedy Manor, and his curiosity led him to finding out what makes residents want to stay.
When Kennedy Manor was built in 1929, it was touted as the city's first hotel apartment building. It offered housekeeping and a full-service restaurant and bar. Chelsea Bowles, who moved in 1994, remembers.
I met my husband the first year I moved to Madison, and we actually got married in the restaurant downstairs.
Over time, most of the building's luxury amenities, including the restaurant, have gone. But residents have stayed, in part because of the lower-than-average rent prices for the area. There's also the views many apartments have of the lake or the Capitol building. Many say they've stayed because Kennedy Manor has allowed them to live the lives they want to live.
And I hope to either die at work or die here, or I'm a traveler.
That's Liz Allen, who moved into her one-bedroom apartment in 1987. At that time, she says, residents fell into one of three factions.
There were the legislators who would rent just the one rooms for when they were in session. There were the old Madisonians, and the third were middle-aged eccentrics. And I was in the middle-aged eccentrics, and I'm now in the old-age eccentrics.
Today, eccentrics thrive at Kennedy Manor. They're artists and amateur historians, multi-instrumentalists and activists. Whatever their passion, they're free to pursue it.
Everything's within walking distance that I need.
Wes Freeman's studio apartment doubles as a living space in the headquarters for his film production company. He's currently working on two documentaries, so he spends a lot of time at the UW library.
If I really need to go someplace, I can get a neighbor from Kennedy Manor to take me, or I'd take a Lyft, you know. I mean, if I find a $6 ride, I'm in.
Bowles plays the harp and hosts music sessions in her apartment.
I'm an Irish musician, so Irish music sessions where you just get together and play. And during the pandemic, they let me have people in there so we could spread out really far.
And Chris Allen, who is resident Liz Allen's first cousin once removed, is also a musician. He came to Kennedy Manor in 2008 to get a doctorate in classical guitar performance at UW-Madison.
The first night that I was here in the building, I took my guitar up to the roof. There's a rooftop terrace, and started to play and asked a couple if they mind if I play some Bach. And Chelsea said, "Oh, you must be Chris." Yeah, and so they all knew that I was coming.
Living in such close quarters for so long, people get to know each other well, and they look out for each other. Liz Allen remembers one neighbor who was in his 90s.
So I would invite him over to watch the sunset. And he loved it, and he shuffled over. We probably would see each other almost every day. And his family knew something was up, this confirmed bachelor. And he wondered if I would want to marry him. I said, well, you know, it's tempting. You're 95, you probably got some money shucked somewhere, and I just don't think it's a good idea.
Kennedy Manor might not be the idyllic living arrangement it once was, And living at the end of UW-Madison's fraternity and sorority row has its downsides, says Bowles.
I don't particularly like the really late at night stuff. Well, I would say early morning stuff, or even mid-early morning.
But she, like Chris Allen and so many of her neighbors, wouldn't trade it for anything.
No, awesome. But it's I love it. Yeah.
Awesome.
It's home.
That story on Kennedy Manor was produced by Jess Miller, a Wisconsin Life production assistant. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
Time for a quick check of weather before letting you go today. It'll be mostly sunny, few clouds here and there with high temperatures in the 30s across the state. Wind gusts up near 20 miles per hour at times. Slight chance for a little bit of snow in southern Wisconsin overnight with lows in the teens all across the state. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.